I brought pastries, tiny cards, and one very innocent secret plan.
The pastries are temporary sugar comets, and we are brave mouths orbiting their doom.
I thought this was coffee, not a lecture from the dessert apocalypse.
Pero mira, Sara, el café está caliente y los dulces quieren ser nuestros amigos.
Right, so the pastries are doomed and somehow I am the dramatic one.
Also, maybe one cupcake is hiding a little message, but this is normal party behavior.
A cupcake with secrets is not normal, Cassandra.
Can we establish whether the cupcake is actually dangerous before we toast it?
No, è magnifico perché lo zucchero canta mentre il tempo mastica le nostre ossa. See, perfectly casual.
That was not casual in any known dimension.
Brilliant. Five people, one suspicious cupcake, and not a single sensible adult.
Is okay, darling. Max is just doing breakfast philosophy with extra thunder.
E poi se ridiamo insieme anche il caos diventa una piccola festa.
And if chaos steals your chair, you say thank you and draw a mustache on it.
Exactly. Furniture is just wood pretending it survived the forest.
Please stop making the table sound haunted.
The chair did nothing wrong. I would like that entered into the record.
La mesa no está embrujada, solo recuerda los árboles y grita en silencio. That is comfort, really.
No sé cómo responder a eso, pero ahora quiero sentarme en el suelo.
Congratulations, Max. You have emotionally defeated a chair.
I was promised tea. This is metaphysics with crumbs.
This is why I like you both. Every snack becomes a tiny adventure.
Venga, brindemos por café, por amigos y por planes que casi no explotan.
Almost not exploding is very responsible, yes?
Why did you say almost?
I can work with indoor prophecy as long as nobody summons anything.
Because certainty is a cage and cages are rude to lightning. Dai un piccolo lampo nel corridoio non ha mai rovinato una colazione. Probably.
Probabilmente non è una garanzia, Max.
I need everyone to use indoor levels of prophecy.
Indoor prophecy, yes, very cozy, like a blanket with suspicious pockets.
The blanket knows we are meet with appointments.
No.
Strong objection. Concise, persuasive, and completely ignored.
I vote we change subject before Sarah hides the blanket in a well.
Parliamo di musica, di viaggi, e di biscotti che non hanno segreti.
Their safe topic, very charming.
Thank you, that was almost normal.
Almost normal is apparently the highest standard available here.
Normal is a tiny hat for a giant moon.
And we are done.